Tuesday, January 20th, 2026, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room, as is available in review for all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take a roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Commissioner Boskay.
I'd second that. Rick had mentioned at our previous meeting that he's going to be gone this week.
All right, Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. So now would be the time for public comments. So if there's anything that's not on today's agenda that somebody would like to talk about, now would be the time to come forward. Seeing none, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from January 5th, 2026. Approval of payroll claims from January 4th to January 17th, 2026. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approval of official reports from the Register of Deeds, County Clerk, Clerk of District Court, and approval of the quarterly report from the Jail and Sheriff's Office. I came in earlier today, went through all the accounts payable, went through payroll. If you would look in your packets, the Register of Deeds, County Clerk, and Clerk of District Court, as well as the jail information is in your packet, and everything appeared to be in order.
Again, make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through F.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
New business. Angela from our extension office to present the 2025 annual report. Bring the whole crew up.
They're all being shy.
That's different.
And you want me to leave books?
Yeah, you can. Give it to him, will you? Okay.
Thank
you.
Yeah. So we've compiled our annual reports. Julie and I, and Amy as well, have all had the opportunity to write down what we accomplished in 2025. You also have the educators that serve Dakota County in the region in livestock systems, water and cropping, rural prosperity of Nebraska. So there's a whole lot of reading there for you, along with the budget that you, I believe it's this year's budget, along with the financials, kind of a little report for you to understand our programming. So just kind of our highlights of what we've been working on and doing in 2025. I know Julie and I did a new grant working with Dakota City Elementary, looking at how we waste, I guess, how much food is wasted sometimes in the school. And
yeah.
So trying to help kids understand the importance of eating fruits and vegetables, and to eat a variety of foods. And so we're in hopes that we can get that project going again. We've been on the grant delay because of the government shutting down in October, or up until October, and so we were waiting for signatures on stuff, and I think we've gotten a little behind with the school year of being able to fit that in there. So we've also been doing other projects as well. I know Julie's been working on hypertension, dining with diabetes, I believe is the name of the program, serve safe classes, anything?
Teaching.
Oh, yeah, and she's been teaching Tai Chi. So if you want to do Tai Chi in the morning, she's got classes going on currently right now, so there's opportunities there. I do want to have Lynn to have an opportunity to share as our Extension Board Chair. Would you like to make a comment about?
I just think everything's been going very well. This is my last meeting. This next meeting will be my last meeting on the Extension Board, and I'll concentrate more on NASAP coming up. And but always have the opportunity to return. The big thing is, and I think I learned from a very important person on your board, was the importance of finding your replacements, finding who's coming up next behind you. So along with leaving people better than you found them, the big thing is who's coming up next. So that's going to be my big push over the next few years, is to make sure we have that rollover of different ideas, different people, and opening that door.
Well, thanks for your time on the board.
And NASEP, just so you're aware, is the 93 counties across the region, or across the state. They're working together with extension boards, and so helping us to be able to communicate the message of what campus is doing, as well as what extension is all about, so that we all have a uniform message of what extension's.
I spent some time at your booth down at the state conference.
Good.
And the gal was very helpful on there, and she, you know, touched Dakota County and went through all the different things that was going on. And there's just oodles and boodles of information on that statewide. So I found that very interesting.
Very good. Was that All Things Nebraska?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
very
so cool. Check out All Things Nebraska. You can literally just click on it, or if you have a touch screen, and it'll show you exactly employment.
Yep.
What they produce, how many people.
Anything within your county, you know, populations.
That is a gold mine.
Yeah, of information. I thought it was, too.
Well, good.
I'm very impressed.
Are there any questions at all about the report? I know it's a lot of reading. Again, Julie and I have been writing and rewriting some more. And I know Amy did this as well. So it's just our university's way of... our evaluations are based off of the information that we write on the packet that's in front of you.
No, it's very, looks like there's a lot of reading in there.
You can learn a lot about
programs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the biggest part is just kind of knowing what the other educators are providing for Dakota, or what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
very good.
Fun.
Anything else?
I don't have any.
Yeah. I mean, I go ahead.
I was going to say, I just guess as an engagement zone coordinator, where I have the opportunity to cover and visit 9 different counties, I truly appreciate the support that is given here in Dakota County. And just, I know when we come and share a story, or the educator share a story, like, you're very engaged and know what's going on. And so I appreciate you even stopping by the extension.
Oh, no, it was. Yeah.
To be a part of that and, like I said, support extension in Dakota County.
Anytime you give young people other options to check things out is a great thing.
Yeah. Young people,
I know. Yeah. We have our new group of teen leadership kids right now, so that was one of my program highlights in my report. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Missouri liaison for them for the last year. I was on the board previously with the Extension Office. That was my first board experience, was the Extension Office. So I can attest to the, like what Lynn said, right, finding that next person to kind of take over and having them be involved. And it truly is a lot more than just the agricultural side of things. There are so many other things that is involved. So I think we have a really strong program, and I think it's very much needed in the community, and it's continuing to grow. So I appreciate you. I know I say it a lot, but I will continue to say it, because I don't think you guys hear it enough. You guys are doing amazing, and I am very proud to be your liaison and help out when I can. You guys are doing amazing stuff.
Well, good. We're just thankful for all your support,
yes,
as well. So very good. Awesome. Well, if you have questions, let me know. Sheree, would you like me to email that document to you as well, or just the hard copy?
You can email it to me if that would
be great. Okay. I'll email you a PDF of it as well.
Perfect.
So, yeah, very good. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Siouxland Coalition Against Human Trafficking requesting the board to adopt a proclamation making the month of January Slavery and Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month. It's something that we've done for the last several years, so why don't you step up?
Do you guys have the proclamation, or do you need the proclamation?
We have it.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Awesome. And I'm not sure. I've been to several different ones of these. Some read it. Some want me to read it. Some don't want it to be read. I'll just do what you guys prefer.
I am going to let you read it.
All right. Perfect. First, I'm Christine Nathaniel. I'm the vice chair on the board of Siouxland Coalition Against Human Trafficking, and I'm also the executive director at Her Health Women's Center in Sioux City and Lamar's. So to read the proclamation, it says, whereas the United States was founded upon the principle that all people are created with the inalienable right to freedom, and added the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, making slavery illegal. Whereas slavery within the United States today is most often found in form of forced labor and sex trafficking, which weakens our social fabric, increases violence and organized crime, and debases our humanity. Whereas this problem is found even within our community. Whereas every business, community organization, faith community, family, and individual can make a difference by choosing products that are not made by forced labor, by working to protect our young people from sexual exploitation, by addressing the problems of internet sex trafficking and pornography, and by becoming more aware of the problem and possible solutions. And then that is where one of you signs this and acknowledges January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and encourage our citizens to become more familiar with the problem and to work towards a solution.
Very good.
So I don't know if you guys, I'm going to guess you know a lot. Well, we call it SCAT, which we are, well, we meet in Sioux City. But we were founded in July of 2014, and our purpose is to work towards abolishing all forms of human trafficking through education, advocacy, and collaboration, focusing on but not limited to the three states of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota that comprise of Siouxland. And two of our board members, Bernadette Rixner and Sister Shirley, both received outstanding anti-trafficking service awards last year of January of 2025, as well as both are on the Iowa Network Against Human Trafficking and Slavery. And so I just wanted to shout that out because that is absolutely a cool thing to be a part of.
Very cool.
So, yeah. Well,
appreciate you for everything you guys do. It's
thank you.
Very important.
I've been
thank
working
you.
With Bernadette in the last couple of years trying to get some of the Red Sand projects
yes.
in the community. So that is definitely that something that we've talked about. I just talked to her last Friday at coffee hour at the library.
That's awesome. So. That's awesome. Thank you for mm-hmm. doing that and making that huge importance. We're trying to make it more, I especially think law enforcement as well. I think sometimes they get kind of beaten up a little bit. You always hear, well, why aren't they doing more? They're doing as much as they can. Human trafficking is very hard to prove, and we have an officer, Sioux City PD, on our board, and just hearing the stories, and it's just so, I really appreciate our law enforcement and the people working under the scenes that we don't know, and what they're doing to just, you know, you hear the stories, you know they're happening, whether it's in schools and all that, and just the education, even at my work and doctor's offices, just trying to really encourage young women and men that is not a lifestyle that they have to be in, and that there are people to help.
Absolutely.
So,
perfect. Anything else?
No.
I'd make a motion that we adopt the proclamation making the month of January Slavery and Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month.
I'll second that.
Which
okay,
one?
Marty can have it, I guess.
Marty, okay. Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And I'll email that to you after they sign.
That sounds perfect. Awesome. Thank you guys so
much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
You're so fast today.
What's that?
I'm so quick with it.
I know. I'm tired today. Stephanie Gatzmeyer, Treasurer, semi-annual report showing receipts and distributions for the Treasurer's Office for the last preceding 6 months ending December 31st.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
All right. For the last 6 months,
I gave you guys all each semi-annual report. The total beginning balance was $8,893,228.5. We collected $23,544,461.14. Out of that, we dispersed out $21,914,327.33. We did have some transfers, total of $1,123,486, leaving an ending balance of $11,646,848.06. For our bank totals, at the end of the 6 months, we had $1,035,748.14. Investments in the banks, we had $10,592,258.26. Now, cash on hand, that includes the girls' drawers, what we took in that day for business, which was $16,366.46. The total cash was $8,661.37. Motor vehicle online, which is stuff that has not cleared yet, but we're in holding that, is $4,268.70. And the credit cards that have not cleared was $3,436.39, equaling that $16,366.46. Any questions?
Looks good.
All right.
Thank you.
You just stick around for the next one?
Yes.
You just will stick around. The board to discuss and approve process to proceed for county foreclosure on parcel ending in 11192, case filed CI 23-47, wherein taxes on said property have not been paid since 2018. The amount due as of January 30th, 2026 would be $2,657.01. Victor Olson owns property next to the parcel and is wanting to obtain the deed. There's a picture of it, a map in your packet. You can see that that parcel is along his property between him and the street. I don't know how it ever wound up like that, but long story short, he would like to obtain it. Taxes haven't been paid. Our county attorney's not here, so I don't know that we should probably go forward with it unless she's here to
advise
on that. But it seems like a piece of property that would naturally belong to that is the existing person doesn't have taxes on it. So what do you got? What do you think?
I'm not going to say yay or nay for any part of that, just because it went to a county tax sale, so that's up to Kim.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to do whatever is necessary to get this one cleared up.
And if we have to post it again or whatever, we'll have Rand get all the Rand.
Yeah. So that's how I'm going to answer that one.
All right. Yep. I say until we get our county attorney here, let's go ahead and we'll put it on our agenda for next meeting.
Sounds good.
Works. Board to discuss and approve or deny the request to put a light at the intersection of Dakota Flats Drive and Highway 20 Northeast Power District to install the light, and the county would have to keep the light for a minimum of 5 years with a monthly cost of $10.80. Come on, Julie.
So I did have a resident stop in and request that. There is a turning lane. 20 for that. We called the law enforcement center and they were not aware of any accidents, but I told them I could not make that decision. It had to be a board decision, so just let you guys decide if you want to do that or not.
Mm-hmm. It is it's in a place out there where there certainly could be an accident. It does have a turning lane. I know we've done it in a couple of other places.
There's enough. I think there's enough traffic there to
to warrant it. And for
warrant it, and all those new houses in there, and
for $10 a month, I think that it would be money well spent too.
I was just looking there. I mean, there's plenty of room in the budget for that, for the lighting.
Yeah.
So I guess
so. Is that your motion?
I would make a motion that we approve. Go ahead and put a light up there.
Second. Unless you want to.
No.
You're good.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yeah.
I get it. Yes.
You can say no.
I was going to say no. Like I said, the floodgates will be open, and we're going to keep getting these up.
That's what we said with the one on Highway 77. So.
Yep.
Old business, Jolene, Highway Superintendent, road report.
Okay, I will get a hold of the power company on that.
All right.
We had 101 hours maintaining, 14 hours overtime, 96.5 hours on tree removal, 2 hours on snow removal, 8 hours magnet, 94 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 100 tons out onto the road and 527.67 tons of 1-inch rock into the yard. Spent 10 hours on signs and had a couple requests for grading. We did have 3 employees finish their course last week for their CDL, so
outstanding.
We got everybody out there has one now. So
that's outstanding.
Fantastic.
Any questions?
Still doing trees in the same spot? That
We're cleaning up down on the north end of the bluff road yet, and then this week's going to be a little cold and windy, so they're going to continue to work on some repairs, and then hope to get back out there and get going on some more trees again.
That sounds excellent.
We only have till April 1st, then we have to stop with the trees again because of the bats and the birds. Unless they're causing a big issue, then there's something more we can do about that. But. And I did copy Cherie and Marty. I did get the contacted the USDA about putting in their newsletter about not planting in right-of-ways and taking care of their right-of-ways. So once we get a little closer to spring, we're going to try and come up with some other ways to notify landowners. We even talked about kind of repeat offenders, putting some maybe stakes out in there off the right of way to mark it so they know where they can and can't plant. And
that'd be a good idea. It might get a few people riled up, but I mean, I think at least then they know.
Yeah. So it's like with the irrigation, we made a lot of people mad the last few years over irrigation and fences, hot wires along the fence during the winter, but once they kind of understand and figure it out, then they kind of back off a little bit. But we're hoping to be a little more aggressive this year with that, so we'll see what happens.
Sounds like you've found a pretty good discount on the repair for the semi, too, on the rear end. That sounds like a good deal.
Yep. So about half the cost of what the initial one was.
Very good. Anything else, anybody?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sheriff/Jail Department's quarterly report.
Hello, board. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Jake Massaro. I am a deputy sheriff at Dakota County Sheriff's Office, currently running the jail. As you look on here, I will tell you at the bottom there, it says November of 2024. That's not correct. That was a typo on my part. I apologize. I didn't have all my numbers for December yet. That's why you don't see that on there. We were at about $84.34 a day for December. If you guys want me to put that on there with the updated numbers of when I get them from Michelle with the money brought in from the immigration and marshals contracts, I can update this and email it to you if you want me to do so.
So December's not on there for the federal?
Nope. So I was pretty close on my December number. I was just waiting on my last number from Michelle for the marshal contracts for the month of December. That's why I didn't include it on here. But once I get that, like I said, if I'm going to email that to you next week or when I get the number, I'll get it over to you guys. Okay. You can review that. Jail is at 36% of the yearly estimated budget or 7% under budget for the fiscal year. That number looked pretty similar for December, so we're doing pretty good.
Okay.
Good to me.
just looked at me. All right, I don't know if you had a question.
No.
Mm-hmm. Anybody? Yeah, if you could forward that when you get a chance, I'd sure appreciate it. Hey, I know that in between there's been a little bit of talk about reaching out to federal partners, maybe with a looking at the per diem and any headway there.
Yeah, so I've started that process. I had to create an account. It's called LEAPS, and you go in there, and that's how you renegotiate your daily bed rate and stuff like that. I've been working with a female named Ramona out of Washington, D.C. Been kind of a slow-moving process.
Oh, I'm sure.
The government, I'm still waiting on approval for that LEAPS contract. I've reached out to other agencies around us, kind of see where they were at and what their daily rates were, and I found that Dakota County is obviously far behind that. We've been holding very few U.S. Marshal inmates as of late, and I don't know if it's because of the ramp-up in the immigration enforcement or what, but we don't have a direct contract with Immigration Customs Enforcement. That's something that I kind of looked at. I think the upfront cost would probably we take a hit on it, but I think we just got to weigh the options as to what would be the better fit there. A little bit of a hit up front to be able to negotiate directly with Department of Homeland Security might be something in our best interest, but until that point in time comes, when I get that LEAPS access, we are going to renegotiate that bed rate, and I'm hoping to get that up into at least the triple digits a day. I think that's probably more appropriate to where we're at, but that's something that we've addressed and I am working on.
Appreciate it.
And then, so you guys know the saga of the body scanner, the training is set for tomorrow. So after tomorrow, the body scanner will be in full use and it'll be up, going ready to go.
Awesome.
Brian's first one in.
That's the best news.
Yep.
And also for those of you that don't know, you know, Jacob just has come out as a certified deputy and has agreed to take over the jail while we're getting everything up to snuff and getting the everybody trained. So, like I told you in the hallway, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Deputy Sarah.
Thank you, sir. What's that, Kim?
No,
oh, yeah. Also, I do feel like looking forward, not just in the time being, we're looking at different options to obviously keep that revenue stream coming into our jail. We've looked at different options with the Martha Wright Reed Act coming into effect this year and the throttle on what we're going to be able to accrue in revenue from our phone systems. The FCC changed the rate from 24 cents a minute to 9 cents a minute, and we got to abide by that. So we're going to switch to a company that is data-driven. The revenue share is not as great, but the revenue based off of projections on other counties and what we've seen is going to be far more than what we're seeing now. We've also talked to other agencies guaranteeing them beds. I don't know if most of you know, but the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska, their police department is operated by the tribe now and not by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. They reached out. I'm going to set up a meeting with them next week. They're looking for some guaranteed bed spaces, you know, because at some point the immigration enforcement is not going to be as heavy as it is right now.
Sure.
The next election cycle could bring us a whole
yeah.
new set of things to face, and with the U.S. Marshals housing very little people with us at the time being, I think we need to outsource and look at other ways to keep that revenue stream coming into the county. So that's where we're at with that.
Good. Very good. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Board reminder of grievance, board's procedure, and each member to designate a list of 15 members to serve on the potential grievance board set forth in the employee handbook. Resolution will be approved at our next meeting. In your packet, there's the three people that each commissioner has three people that they've recommended for the board. And if there's any changes to that, make sure you let Sheree know that in the near term.
Yeah, by next meeting, so that we can.
Yeah. Commissioner committee reports.
Just kind of been paying attention to some of the legislation going through. I told Marty about this. LR 18CA was going through the legislature, was debated on the floor at the end of last week. That was a bill, actually a resolution to make a change to the Nebraska Constitution for unfunded mandates, meaning that the Nebraska legislature could not create any legislation that would create a mandate on a political subdivision without funding said mandate. Unfortunately, it was killed there and did not move on. That's probably the big one.
That's the state of Nebraska. They'll tell us how to spend the money.
Yep, they won't open up the purse strings to those $8 billion. But whatever. I was in Norfolk all of last Thursday, meeting with the Area Agency on Aging. I had a really good conversation with Connie, the executive director. She gave me a lot of really good ideas and some feedback as to what other senior centers have done to generate revenue, to engage the community, like the senior centers, and give me some ideas for volunteer recruitment for like the meals that we provide for seniors. So it was cool to see. She did give me some statistics and some money that has been coming in. So it was a really good conversation.
Okay.
I mean, I made a pretty good connections with her. And then I met with the Extension Office last month after this meeting, I believe, to kind of talk a little bit more about that yearly report a little bit.
Okay.
Then I'm planning on meeting with Teresa next week. They had a board meeting that same Thursday that I was out.
Okay.
We've been emailing back and forth, and we're going to schedule a time next week for me to go meet with everybody and kind of see where everybody's at for the year.
Anything, Brian? I didn't have anything either.
You want to hire a sheriff yet? Come on.
Mail or emergency business? We did receive a letter from Lori Warner, the president of the chamber. It's talking about the closure of St. Michael's School and how members in the community are trying to see if there's any way that they can keep that open. All they're looking for is a letter of support from Dakota County. And I talked to Rogelio before the meeting, and he said that he would be willing to draft a letter in the support of St. Michael's School if you guys are in agreement with wanting to do that.
It doesn't commit us to like finding anything, but just basically
they want our just want support.
I was talking to the chamber this morning at a board meeting, and they were talking about Emily Mattson was talking about it because she has kids there, but they're looking at for like $5 million by the end of February to keep the school open for next year, and so they're trying to fundraise and do whatever they can and find other ways of funding, but it's going to be a really hard conversation and a really hard process. So I need support even just to see if there's anything that they can do at the state level.
We have our jail meeting, quarterly jail meeting, and we will go ahead and adjourn from there.
Thank you all for being here.